What's up, what's up, what's up, what it do? Welcome to the Conversations with Chance Mutuku. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm excited, happy, blessed, and honored that we're able to spend this next little bit together. You know, I hope you've been well on my end. I've been chilling, you know, so busy, but I can't complain at all. Yeah, and I hope you've been taking the time this summer to just go out and enjoy the sun, because we've all had such a crazy past year and a half, you know. So any relaxing time is so well earned, you know. So even if you need to pause this podcast to run out and enjoy the sun, do it. I can't stress it enough. Do it. I've been trying to do a little bit of that as well, and to balance running the business too, but yeah, it's definitely about time we just enjoy and kick back and relax. We'll get into it. Today's idea is clarity. I've talked to so many people, and it seems like a lot of them find it so hard to find clarity, especially on their journey as they continue to push forward. So I figured to make this little message as just to encourage you and to remind you that it's okay to walk forward, even if you don't find the path to be clear yet. And I say yet because I truly, truly do believe that as long as you keep pushing forward, things will begin to clear up. You know, that blurry vision that you have will make more sense. Things will come into focus, into clarity. So I've broken it down to three different guidelines on how to navigate around finding clarity. So the first one is perspective. You have to change your perspective. One of my favorite books, I think it's called How to Win an Argument Every Time. It touches base on this, on how to, whenever you're having an argument with somebody, or whenever you're going back and forth having a debate, one of the tools that's going to help you to just, you know, to come to a general consensus and understanding with the other parties, that you have to, in a way, bring in some empathy, you know, put yourself into the other person's shoes, change or switch perspectives, you know. And what that does, it allows you to look at the issue, or to look at life, whatever the situation is, from a different pair of lenses, or from a different pair of eyes, from a different angle. And by doing that, you're able to just understand things better. You know, you're able to just come at it, at the issue from a different side of things, you know, for lack of better terms. You know, so that first thing is perspective. You got to change it. And then the other part that goes hand in hand with perspective is distance. Have you ever gotten into an argument with someone, and the more time goes, you would think that the argument or the issue is going to get resolved, but in reality, you know, the more time goes, the crazier things get. I swear, at least on my end, I've found myself in that situation so many times. And, you know, as much as, especially as adults, our ego just, we want to just keep going at it, you know, until we win. But sometimes it's so much more worth it for your brain, for your mind, for your soul, for your body as well, to just step away from that situation, to give it some distance, you know. And as hard as it is, it's a tough pill to swallow. I've seen this time and time again. You know, you have to give whatever issue, whatever problem you're facing, whatever situation, you got to give it some distance. So in a way, put perspective and distance together. It's almost like that helicopter ride, that bird's eye view. Oh, sometimes I also call it God's eye view. In order for you to, we live in the Niagara region, by the way. And you know, it's such a beautiful area. You know, you, when you're driving around, you're seeing one thing after the other. You're seeing the falls, you're seeing the wineries. It's just a beautiful place. But in order for you to see all of these things from in one picture, to in a bigger picture, you know, there are these local helicopter rides. And, you know, once you get in a helicopter and you change your perspective and you go up in the air, you create distance, the view is even more breathtaking. So take this metaphor and apply it to life as well. Sometimes you have to, in a way, zoom out, you know, just zoom out and look at things from a different perspective, and also sometimes from a distance, and things usually make a lot more sense. You're able to look at, to have different reference points. And usually, at least on my end, this helps me just have a bit more clarity on what's going on. And the last time, just like the previous episode, is time. Did I say the last time or the last point? But hey, we'll go with the flow. The last point, the third point, is time. As mentioned in the last, in the previous episode, you know, so many issues that come at us as humans, you know, we just want to solve right away. We just want to take care of them, get them off the plate, you know, and especially with this day and age of, you know, social media and fast rewards, you just eat, everything comes fast. It's, you know, we may lose perspective of, or we may lose touch with the concept of time, you know. But in same thing, time and time again, on my end, in my personal life, personal and professional life, I keep getting these reminders of on how important it is to just observe time and to honor time, you know. Yeah, it just blows my mind, as you can tell. Time, throw time at whatever you're experiencing, you know. So to put them all together, you have perspective, distance, and time. Those are your three silver bullets to finding clarity. So what's the caveat here? What's the point that I'm trying to make here? I'm going to use my personal and professional life as examples. So many years ago, you know, when I was starting Blanc, my company, and when I started it, there was something within me that was just telling me to do it, you know. And I didn't really have a business model, I didn't have a business plan, I had nothing. I started it from scratch. But there was just something within me that was encouraging me to start a business around ideas and, you know, helping people bring their ideas to life. Something along those lines, you know, that's how we felt at the time. And then you fast forward many years forward, you know, and Blanc is still going. Blanc is growing. And that blurry vision that I had at the beginning is now continuing to become more clear. In that process, from that starting point to now, I just kept moving forward, knowing that although this vision is blurry right now, when I was starting, that is, you know, it's gonna become more clear. And the more we continue to progress forward, the more that end vision, that calling, continues to become more clear. I can even go back to my personal life when I was growing up in Uganda as a young kid, you know, drawing for some of the kids at school for money, you know, running business, you know, we're making deals back then, or selling bananas and, you know, scrap metal on the streets of Kampala, just, you know, hustling. And then I look at that and in reference to where I'm at now, and it's like, man, things were just so blurry back then. You know, you didn't know when where you were going to be in 10 years. Were you going to be dead? Or where you just didn't know where life was going to take you. But, you know, the only thing that kept me moving is that hope, that faith, you know, that belief in the higher power, that belief in God per se. You know, and then you look to today where, you know, life is still moving forward, dreams are continuing to be realized, and it's like, man, we didn't stop, you know, we didn't just sit down and quit on life because things were blurry back then. We kept moving forward. We kept I kept a tight knit community around me and kept up on or kept stayed true to my morals and values. You know, that was the common denominator through this story. You know, and now we're continuing to get clarity. You know, so I guess my message to you today is respect the fact that, you know, respect your intuition, you know, and accept the fact that it's going to take time for you to get clarity. And also understand the fact that it's an ongoing process. All you got to do is just keep moving forward using perspective, distance, and time. And once you do that, as you continue to stay resilient and steadfast on your goals and your journey, your morals and your purpose, your dreams will become more clear. And as they come into focus a bit more, that's going to give you more than enough motivation to keep pushing forward. You know, so yeah, that's it. That's it for today. Clarity. Strive to find clarity and keep pushing forward no matter what. I'm interested to get your thoughts on this. Does it make sense? Did I completely lose you at the beginning, halfway towards the end? Let me know. And if you know anybody who will appreciate this message, somebody that will find value from it, do not be shy to send it to them. Striving to find clarity. Take it easy. Cheers.